4 years ago, I could barely walk from one room to another. You see, I'd only worked in Motorola for 2 months when the symptoms began, which were headaches, followed by stomach cramps and backache. The symptoms were sporadic, and I was told by my supervisor that my symptoms were from the chemicals. I was given aspirin and advised to lay down for 15 minutes on several occasions. I constantly complained about the symptoms and was told, quote unquote, "Hang in there, you'll be all right." And that's exactly what I was doing 4 months later, hanging in there. Without proper ventilation, protective gloves, and masks, I was already a walking stick because I had inhaled the chemicals on a continuous basis, and my hands were directly exposed to the chemicals. No one had mentioned the effects of these chemicals until it was too late. It was 2 months later, and I was told by an employee to take precaution, but by that time, it was already too late. So, despite what some manufacturers say, chemical exposure happens all the time. It's just swept up under the rug. It is time for us to demand educational training in the workplace to prevent short and long-term effects from working with chemicals such as Rinthol, LTN, toluene, lead, and other chemicals. We have a right to know that these chemicals can cause headaches, fatigue, weakness, anemia, loss of concentration, stomach cramps, damage to the nervous system, swollen lymph glands, rashes, sleep disturbances, aching bones, and the list of symptoms go on and on. It has caused me a great deal emotionally, mentally, and physically because I suffer from those same symptoms today. It has been a long and very depressing road to take for me and my family as well as my friends. So you see, toxic exposure affects everyone from one degree to another. To have someone to bathe you, to comb your hair, to do simple tasks, and to live on a fixed income is not what I had planned in life. Your thinking ability is slow, and sometimes you can't even remember a conversation you had 10 minutes ago. 4 years of my life have been swept away, and I ask, how do you compensate for such a loss? The truth is, you can't compensate the loss of 4 years.